Blog Talk Radio.
Behold, the sower went forth to sow, bearing precious seed in his hand, hoping and hope that he might see it grow. Knowing that the harvest might well come before the bloom, he runs on his way, there's no time to be going slow. Hurry, take what you've got, do with it what you can, 'cause the good God in heaven needs a sower in the land. Some seed fell by the wayside, some of it fell among thorns, some of it fell upon stony ground. These would never bring forth fruit, for they would not believe that when the sower was gone, the reaper would be coming around. Hurry, take what you got, do with it what you can, 'cause the good God in heaven needs a sower in the land.
Lift up your eyes, for the fields are already white. Work while it's day, children, can't you?
Out of the backwoods of the Mississippi Delta came Elder White to fight for civil rights. Was he right? He and Sister Brown, they went to town, tried to ride a bus, people call it lust. Were they right? Out of the swamp of Louisiana came a young man, played gospel piano. He joined Elder White to fight for civil rights. Was he right? he and Sister Black, they broke their back in a set-down strike. They didn't believe in force or might. We think they were right. How low can a snake crawl? Can a man mount up any higher? Away to the north, I see whole cities on fire.
I want to welcome everyone to John Talk Radio. This is kind of a special little thing. Today is November the 8th, and it was 15 years ago that this show started. And so this is the start of year 16. And I'm playing music from the All Saved Freak Band, and I'm like a music freak myself. So this is music that means a lot to me because it's one of the first contemporary Christian rock bands ever. And a lot of times they don't get a lot of credit. And I just think a lot of this band. They came out of a Christian commune near Orwell, Ohio. And I think they started in like 1968, somewhere in there. And some of the artists that have been in it, Joe Marco has been on my show a couple of times. And Joe Marco, I'll just name some of them, and Larry Hill, Mike Berkey, Ed Durkos, Tom Aratiano, Tim Hill, Morgan King, Norris McClure, Carol King, Randy Marco, Kim Massman, Pam Massman, Tom Miller, and one of the people that came out of this that gets a lot of attention is Glenn Swartz, who was the lead guitar player for the James Gang, and he was replaced by Joe Walsh. And then Glenn went on to play with Pacific Gas and Electric, and they had a big hit song with Are You Ready? And I just always loved their music, and whenever I get a chance to share it with people, I like to do that. So today, I'm just taking a little bit of time to play some All Safe Freak Band. Enjoy it. Love each other. Talk to you later.
If the big bad world only knew what Okay, here we go, boys.
This old sinful body, sometimes it makes me sigh and groan. Yeah, this old earthly body, sometimes it makes me weep and moan. Gave me a low down shaking chill, and I found out what it means to be alone. Yeah, I was on a good, healthy draft, fighting love and peace, token LSD, world philosophy, bold, cold, hot guitar, picking psychedelic wisdom, blind, mystic, one-way ticket to everlasting death. Devil was always offering me the best, but giving me the worst. He offered me freedom, then tied my hands, and when torment said, and he laughed at me. So then I tried Scientology, yoga, self-realization, meditating, good worldly things, but I kept on sinking lower. I tried everything but Jesus. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Early one morning, I was just as scared as I could be. Yeah, early in the morning, I was just as scared as I could be. And I asked God to forgive me, and Jesus to help me, please. Jesus said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death.
You'll find the seventh ring dangling in a dish. Mystery's fine.